Terry Tempest Williams is an admired author and naturalist whose subjects often include her native Utah. Her most recent book is a tribute to a mystery her mother left behind after her death. The book's called When Women Were Birds, 54 Variations on Voice. Terry shares more of her insights online at coyoteclan.com.
You know, whenever I think of the desperate world or the developing world, I always think of my experience where I was so struck in Central America that I went into the poorest communities and I encountered a mindset of abundance. And when then I come back home, I encounter more often in the wealthiest corner of the world, people living with a mindset of scarcity.
And so true.
It is such a freeing and an enriching thing to be able to embrace life, as you're talking about, finding beauty in a broken world, with a mindset of abundance. And maybe that's a good exercise, is to go to places that are humbler than us and that are more broken than us, and realize that you can make beauty out of what you're dealt.
And I'm convinced we are perhaps the most broken of all.
And that's the irony.
I think about time and going to countries that value time. Time for us is money, and we have no time. And if we have no time, there is no intimacy. There's no time mm-hmm. to ponder, to saunter, to think, to reflect, to be, rather than to do. And what I appreciate about in so many countries around the world is that there is this gift of time, time to be together, time to dance, time to converse, time to be with each other. And I don't think we have enough of that here. You know, when you talk about how do I juggle it all, you know, it's a question for you as well. For me, what I do know about myself, I think it's self-knowledge. I need to have vast skeins of time alone, time at home, time in the desert, time with family. And so, you know, you like to think that your life is as neat as being able to say, you know, spring and fall belongs to community. That's when I teach. That's when I'm available outside, so to speak. Winter is my underground time. It's the dream time of the bear. It's when I write and hibernate and I'm very quiet. Summer is above ground where I'm out in the land with family. And I pretty much try to stick to that ritual, using the cycles as my own cycles. But, you know, life is never that clear cut. But what I do know is that I believe strongly in giving back, and that's my community time, whether it's teaching or traveling. But it's also important for me to have solitude, to reflect, to think, and to access that curiosity that brings so much delight to me.
I think having that vast swaths of time to really dig into something and understand it is important, and clearly you're passionate about giving back. You've written so many beautiful books. What is it that you want people to get out of your books? Do you write with an agenda?
If I were honest, I probably do. I would want to say no. I don't know. I mean, what's an agenda? I think for me, I write with a question. With Refuge, it was how do we find refuge in change? In finding beauty in a broken world, it's how do we find beauty in a world that is broken? When Women Were Birds, what was my mother saying when she left me her journals and all her journals were blank? So it's the question that propels me. I never know where I'm going. If I did, I wouldn't write it. I would be bored stiff. I hope that my books would offer a meditation, a reflection, a quieting of the soul. I would hope that my books would be shared. I know the books that I share that mean so much to me. But when I think about, I don't know, here's an encounter, Rick. We just got back from England. We were looking at a British naturalist, mystic, Richard Jefferies, and we were on one of his walks in Coatswater, just outside of Swindon, not a place that a lot of people go. But the encounter I had with a European robin, I swear it was the most thrilling thing that happened to me. And when you ask, how do we juggle it all? For me, that one encounter, eye to eye with this common, beautiful bird, meant the world to me. Because I thought, you know, Richard Jefferies probably knew this robin's ancestors. And time and space both expanded and shrank. That's what I love about the world.